All right, fellas, as you could see here, I have nobody to my fucking right, not a single person to my left. I'm solo, doing my first solo podcast here. I kind of forgot the name of the podcast, Duke It Out Podcast. I have no idea what number I'm on right now, but my opinions on things steers people away from me, I guess. I don't seem to think that I'm that scary of a guy. I like to say what's on my mind and people get offended by it. And the more I talk and the more I express what's on my mind, the more I realize that people don't like the truth. You know, fat people don't like to be called fat. Ugly people don't like to be called ugly. I'm sorry that I'm pointing out the fucking obvious, Junior. You know what I mean? So, I put something on my story last night while I was laying in bed with my thumb in my ass, and I wanted you guys to ask me some questions. Any questions that, I don't know, you guys want to know about me, because, I guess a lot of you actually care about me, which is pretty fucking wild, because I didn't think that people would, but I guess there's some people out there that do. Which I love you for that, and for anybody that's tuning in right now, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staring at my ugly-ass big schnoz. Don't fart around me, because I'll smell that shit before it exits your ass. Anyway, put up a story, had you guys send me a bunch of questions. I wanted to answer that, and just give you a little bit of a life update, man. I hope everybody had a phenomenal Easter, okay? We're already in April, which is pretty fucking insane. I mean, time is flying faster than me in bed, practically, man. I mean, summer's around the corner. I hope everybody had a great Easter. You know, it's sad that we had to celebrate it with something else. Apparently it was Transgender Visibility Day, Transgender Day on Easter. Now, I had a couple people that were asking me my thoughts on it. I certainly didn't celebrate it because I have a penis in my pants. I am a man. I don't want you guys to think I'm this isn't a coming out stage right now. Like, I'm not transitioning. I'm still me. I'm still an asshole. But I think, what the fuck is going on? What is going on that we have to celebrate that on fucking Easter? But why couldn't they wait? Why couldn't they wait one more day to have that day? Why couldn't they wait on April 1st to have Transgender Day as like an April Fool's joke? You know what I'm saying? That's why I knew it was for real, because it was on the 31st. I was like, okay, it would have been smart though to extend it to the next day, because I think it's absolutely horseshit. We celebrate the wrong fucking things in society, and that's what it is. I mean, I got sent a list. And it was all dates of all this crazy fucking shit. I mean, I can name them off right now. I put it up on my Instagram story. I mean, a couple of them, I didn't even know what the fuck it was. One of them was National, they got National Coming Out Day. I mean, this one is crazy. A Gender Pride Day. Pansexual and Panoramic Awareness Day. We got International LGBTQ Day. We got International Drag Day. Where is International Straight Month? Where's my month? Where the fuck do I celebrate me? I mean, listen, I'm a son. We should celebrate me on Sunday. I'm a son. Why not celebrate me on Sunday? I don't got a month for my fucking self. And you know what's bullshit? We got people in the army. We got veterans that get one fucking day of the year. That doesn't really add up to me. The math doesn't math there. You know? We're trying to normalize this. We're trying to normalize that. Why don't we normalize being normal? Huh? You guys ever thought about that? Why don't we normalize being normal? Living a normal life and just chill out, man. It's getting way too out of fucking hand. And I deal with shit all the time. I get people that always message me and they're always asking me, why do you spread so much hate? Why are you so mean on the internet? Why are you such an asshole? Do you fucking blame me, brother? Do you see the shit that's going on? Does anybody, like, do you people need to walk around with these fucking bullshit ass sunglasses to see what's going on in the world right now? Are you guys Ray Charles to the bullshit? No, seriously. Am I the only one that sees the psychotic shit going on? And the best part about it is my videos don't get this, like, my videos don't get views because on what I say. It's literally strictly because of what I'm reacting to. It's fucking insane. Okay? So anyway, I got another question from a beautiful young lady. And, you know, she said, why is it that you talk so badly about people overweight? So before I get into this shit, because I know this is a sensitive subject to the entire world right now, let's do a nice little round of applause for Lizzo. Moment of silence for her. Shout out Lizzo, man. We just got news that she is quitting the music industry, which I want to give a special shout out to the music industry because I understand that that is a lot of weight off their shoulders now with her not being in the music industry. It's a lot of weight there. Listen, I don't... Certain people don't deserve a voice. I'm not saying I do. I'm not saying I'm picture perfect. I'm not saying everything that I say is fucking normal and right. But someone like her that is putting the wrong shit out into the world, which is unhealthy shit. I mean, normalizing obesity, you're just normalizing slowly killing yourself. It's the same fucking thing. There's no difference there. I mean, yeah, people will say, I guess I have insecurities about myself because I talk bad about others, but suck my fucking dick. Listen, and I don't hate all fat people. I don't. I know a lot of overweight people that are the most genuine, kind people in the world. I get fat people in my DMs all the time that'll say to me, yo, Duke, I understand that fat people piss you off. I'm also fat myself, and I agree that we shouldn't be normalizing such bad habits. The type of fat people I don't like is just the ones that are like, if I call you fat, don't get offended by it, okay? If you get offended by me calling you fat, then that's something that you should probably change, and it's an insecurity about yourself, and you should just go lose the fucking weight. When people come up to me and they say I have a big-ass nose, or I'm like, yeah, I have it. What's up, motherfucker? You want to rock this thing? You wanna send one next day air right to my fucking nose tip? Do it, brother. You're doing me a fucking favor. Okay? And I don't know, man. I just think that it's not a normal thing to be normalized. And I don't hate all fat people. And I know I portray myself like that on the internet to hate fat people. And I'm not coming on here to apologize because I'll continue to say it. Because I can't even tell you how many fucking people I've got to go to the gym. And that's what bothers the shit out of me is we don't talk about the good that I've done to fat people. Fat people for the ones that I'm helping go to the gym. The overweight kind of people because they're killing it right now. I got this one guy. He wears my Stop Normalizing Obesity hoodie to the gym all the time. That's fucking amazing. Also, DukeGomez.com, if you guys are now rocking the merch, we have Stop Normalizing Obesity shirts and hoodies on the site. So now that I got that out of the fucking way, that was my little... commercial for this bullshit. But yeah, man, I just think that if you get that upset about me talking about that, fix yourself, man. You're going to live a longer life. You're going to be healthier and you're going to be more satisfied. But yeah, so I got another one here and I like this question because obviously I talk about this generation, how it sucks. What do you think is a genuine way to fix our generation? Dude, we're at the point now, it's fucked. I mean, it's getting worse. There's nothing so much that obviously I can do. I'm doing the most that I can. I just love talking shit. I was just born to do it. People call me a D1 hater. I didn't go to school for it. But if I did, I'd probably graduate with a fucking bachelor's degree in it. Your mother. But parents. And I can't stress this a fucking enough. People are the way they are because how they're fucking raised, okay? If you look at someone and you think that they're mentally ill, look at how it was fucking raised, because it definitely wasn't normal. Listen, my mother beat my ass growing up. Beat the fucking shit out of me to the point where I almost called the cops a few times because she would drag me down the fucking steps by my hair, okay? I got hit with the wooden spoon so many fucking times that I got to the point where I was kind of scared that it was going to get shoved up my fucking ass. I almost got a wooden spoon up my ass. I used to go to the barbershop when I used to get haircuts, and I would tell this motherfucker, I would say, buddy, cut my hair as short as possible so my mother can't pull it. And we need to bring that back. I mean, I need a shirt that says, bring back the belt. And I'm not, listen, I'm not saying to go home and beat the fucking brakes off your kid because you're going to get arrested for that, pal, for assault or whatever that is. Teach your kid some fucking discipline, okay? Smack him when he needs to get smacked. It's that simple. I mean, I talk about bring back bullying all the time. Look what's going on in the fucking schools, bro. They got litter boxes in the bathrooms down. I mean, I talk about this on every podcast I do because I still cannot believe that. I don't know, man. And you identify, and then we got bullying would save society. But if we brought back bullying, I guarantee you these fucking dickheads identifying as all this bullshit, which if I was in school and this was going on, a kid would get shoved into a fucking locker. 100%. Right into a locker. You did some shit like that back then where you're walking around with a fucking tail. Pal, I'll take that fucking tail off of your back and I'll shove it down your fucking throat and make you choke on it. I mean, is that out of pocket to say? Is it? I don't care. And if you don't like it, move on. Move on. But, and it's also too, like, in schools we have the teachers grooming the kids into this shit. I mean, I say it all the time, homeschool your fucking kid. Because we're getting to a point now where it's just kids at these young ages are developing their brains into all this shit going on, and they're just thinking it's normal, and it's no. I remember one time, and I think that this was God testing me. I went to Nashville, I think a year and a half ago, and I got stuck into one of those LGB thing parades, mind you. At the time that I got caught into this fucking parade, I low-key thought all this shit was just an act. And it was kind of, I still think that people do it for attention, but I didn't really actually think that, like, this was fully, like, what was going on. Because I would just see it on the internet. I got caught into this shit, motherfucker. I got caught. And I was like, yo, what am I doing here? Because I had my merch on and it said something crazy. I don't remember what it was, but I remember seeing a little kid. He was probably like, I kid you not, 4 or 5 years old. He had a shirt that says, I love my moms, with an S. Fucking 4 or 5 years old. That kid's fucked. I might get canceled after this is dropped. And it's only because I'm saying the truth. But that's crazy to me. And after that day, I was like, wow, this shit is actually like going on. And when the fuck did it happen? When did all this shit go on? Was it, I think it was before COVID, but when COVID hit, everyone just went ballistic. Everyone, I mean, the news fucked people. It was just out of pocket shit. Like, since when was June Gay Pride Month? And that's another thing people call me all the time. People call me homophobic all the time. I don't mind gay people at all. Me personally, I've hung out with a lot of gay people, like as friends, and they're funny as fuck. If you ever hang, a lot of gay people are funny. They're actually hilarious. I just don't like the ones that groom shit on you. Same thing as Lizzo. You're a fat fucking piece of shit. Don't tell other people to be a fat fuck because you are one. Just you do you. You do you and keep it to your fucking self. If you, hey, if you got to, listen, if you got to blow Jimmy's cock, blow Jimmy's cock. I don't want to blow Jimmy's cock. I don't want to do that. You do you, though, bro. I ain't stopping you, and I don't think it's bad. Just the grooming is what fucks me up. Keep it to yourself, and that's it. When you guys go on these fucking parades and shit, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to handle, and it's overwhelming. I think that's the way to say it. It's just, it's overwhelming. So, I'm looking over here on all these questions you got. I mean, you guys asked pretty much the same thing. You guys were all worried. I know the transgender day thing really, really just threw me the fuck off. This guy. Oh, I had one guy talk to me. He said he talked about my eyes. Ryan Olive 2001 says, "How close together are your eyes? You look like a fucking slender loris." No, okay. I've never had someone tell me that before. A slender loris. My eyes are too close together. You guys think so? I don't know. But that's something I can't fix. You know? They always say this. You're not ugly. You're just broke. Look at these bitches nowadays. All these bitches on OnlyFans, right? They're making all this money, selling their souls, selling their tits, only whores, that's what I call them. They're making all this money, and they're completely changing the way they look. You're not ugly. You're just broke. And that's just reality, you know? These girls wake up one day, they look like fucking Mike Tyson's cock, and then the next day they look like Rihanna's ass. They're just completely two different, complete different people. Like, that's pretty insane. I don't know. But as always, you do you. Nobody's going to judge you for that. But this generation is 100% fucked, man. And there's just, it's just, and it's like when you think it's over, another thing happens. That's what's crazy to me. It's like, okay, now it's getting insane. Boom, the principal at school is fucking telling all these kids, oh, it's okay. You know what really grinds my fucking gears? You're not allowed to get a fucking tattoo until you're 18 years old, but you're allowed to have fucking hormone blockers at like 13 or whatever the fuck it is. Can't have a tattoo at 18, but your son's allowed to identify as whatever the fuck it wants at, it's able to cut its penis off, basically. These kids are cutting their dicks off at like 12, 13 years old. It's all over the news, all over Google, unless it's true or not. That's crazy. That you're allowed to cut your cock off, but you can't get a tattoo at 18. Let that sink in. And also, I always say this, why would you want to cut your dick off? Why? Buddy, do you realize what you have with that in your pants, my man? You have a cock, dude, with balls. You're going to cut that off? That don't sit with me. I love my nutsack. Do you know how handy this thing for me? You don't understand. Like, no woman will ever understand what it's like to have a ball sack. You guys won't. I'm serious. It's unbelievable. It's just like you're at home. When your hands are on them, you're at home. You just know you're in a comfortable place. Oh, I'm cold. There's my balls. Oh, it's freezing outside. I have my nuts. And they're on me at all times. It's not like I could forget them. Imagine that. Imagine cutting your fucking balls off and you leave them at home. It's like my bad, guys. I left my nutsack in the closet. Let me go get it. That don't sit with me, man. Oh, my God. Like, where were they giving? What do they do after they cut? Like, let me ask you that. For these people getting their balls cut off, where are they sending them? Because I'll take it. Listen, man. I got two in my pants right now. I wouldn't mind another set. I wouldn't mind another set. I it wouldn't bother me. I don't know what I'd do with them, but that's a little sus. I don't know if we should. No, we won't cut that. I'll leave that in there because I guess you guys understand when I'm coming from there. But yeah, I don't know. That should that really throws me off. Cutting the berries off and just that's nuts. Like you're born with a gift and you're just letting them go. Like that's so sad to me. But Nat Kreese says, "Will you ever run for president?" Nope. I'm not. Stop asking me, because I'm not. Okay, and I'm not even gonna get into that because I don't want to. I can't deal with all that shit. Okay, so this guy Axel Foley is asking, how much money would it take for you to have Lizzo sit on your face? I mean, I might as well take that money after she does it and just give it to like funeral expenses and shit. I would die. You're not living that. Come on, dude. That's like 8 tons on your face. I'd feel bad for my nose, but yeah, I don't know. Any money that you want to give me for that would go to my funeral expenses when I'm up there with Pop Smoke and Mac Miller, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, you name it, Tupac, Biggie. What's going on, you nasty, fucking, dirty, disgusting, roachy sluts? Yeah, you're probably staring at me looking like a bag of dog shit because you don't got beautiful sunglasses to cover those ugly-ass eyes of yours. But I can save you right here. NevinEyewear.com. I'm rocking shades that'll get you more ass than a fucking toilet seat. Go to NevinEyewear.com, okay? You buy one of these motherfuckers, you're getting two for free. I'm saving you a little bit of a deal here. NevinEyewear.com. Buy one, get two free. Use your fucking brain when a deal like this happens. Let's get back into the episode. One guy asked me, I had someone ask me, what is something that really bothers me? Well, actually, a lot of things bother me, and that's a lot. That's kind of why I wanted to come on here. I like to express my feelings. I'm not one, and that's how I started social media, for those of you that are wondering. I couldn't keep it to myself no more. Watching all these videos, and one day, I mean, I've been on social media for 4 years. I'm not going to get into how I started and shit. Short and sweet, I had one video that just blew up, and I took it from there. But I was so tired of just keeping everything into myself. I was over it. I wanted to speak my mind, and I'm slowly starting to realize that freedom of speech is not a thing no more. And it's sad. But one thing that bothers me, we're going to backtrack a little bit again to the overweight shit. There's one thing that really does bother me. I hate when I pull into a parking lot, right? And I see someone pull into the handicap spot, right? And they put the handicap sticker up and they get out and they're overweight. Fuck you, man. You think because you're overweight that you're handicapped? That's not how it works, my brother. That's not how it works. If anything, you should be parking as far away from that fucking entrance as possible. You need the walk. You need it. Why would you park closer? That doesn't make any sense. Park further away, my man. Look, go to Disney World. Go to Disney World. And look at everybody there in the scooters. Go to Disney World. Fucking book the tickets right now while you're listening to this. Go to Disney World. Okay? Mind you, I went to Disney with my brother who's an amputee. He's missing his right leg. That's a disability. He's handicapped, technically. He doesn't call himself handicapped because he walks and he doesn't like to classify himself as handicapped, which I respect him for. But he is technically handicapped. And he does have a handicap pass. He never uses it. But what if he wanted one of the scooters were sold out. They were completely sold out. What if he wanted a fucking scooter? You know, what if he was tired for walking all day on his prosthetic leg? What if he wanted a fucking scooter and we have to look around and see 400-pound fucking whales riding the fucking scooters? See, if I was my brother, I would purposely be like, hey, I need that fucking scooter. Go for a walk. You could use the walk. you know. But so I had another question, and I'm actually so happy that this was the most, this was the hot topic of the story that I posted about what you guys wanted me to talk about, and it's dirt bikes. I love dirt bikes. First of all, I'm the way that I am because of motocross. Because of the sport of motocross, I am the way that I am. And that might sound ridiculous, but for anybody that rides dirt bikes will completely understand what the fuck I'm saying. And it's funny because when I posted that I actually used to ride, people were like, oh, it makes sense now. All the moto guys were like, oh, okay, it makes sense now. That's why you're the way you are. I got my first ever dirt bike at 3 years old. I got it at 3 years old. I started, my first ever race was at 4 years old. My dad put fucking training wheels on that motherfucker, and he said, Rod, my dad wanted me to get into that sport, and to this day, I thank my dad all the fucking time. I'm like, thank you for getting me into this sport. It's a badass fucking sport, and it put a lot of scars in my body, broke a couple bones, and that builds character, you know? Throw your fucking kid into a cactus. Let him scrape his elbows, man. Kids aren't tough no more. Motocross made me tough. Motocross made my brother tough. That's how he lost his leg in a motocross accident. That's a whole different fucking story. But I've raced dirt bikes for 14 years of my life. I played a little bit of baseball, but I was just, the adrenaline that I got from riding my dirt bike and racing on the weekends, there is not a single fucking sport that even is equal to that. Not at all. I had a big accomplishment in 2018. I qualified, for anybody that knows, Loretta Lynn's Amateur National Motocross Championship. I don't even know if I fucking said that right. In Hurricane Mills, Tennessee at Loretta Lynn's Ranch. I qualified for that race. My area qualifier was at Tomahawk. We didn't have any money when I was racing growing up, so instead of hitting all these area qualifiers and regional qualifiers, my dad only told me, you have one shot at this. We're only hitting one area qualifier, one regional, and if you don't hit it, we're not going anywhere else, because you have the Southeast, you have Northeast, you have Midwest, all these different regionals, and a lot of kids would go all to these different things to have different shots of being able to qualify. And 2017 was the first year that I tried to qualify for Loretta's. I made it to the regional. I qualified. I went to, the area qualifier was at Pleasure Valley, and then the regional was at, no, the area qualifier was at Buds Creek, and the regional was at Pleasure Valley. This was in 2017, and at the regional, it was in the C class, I got fucking demolished. Like, at the regional, I think I placed, there was 40 some guys on the gate. I think I placed like 30 something. And I literally told myself, I was like, I will not quit riding until I make it to Loretta's. Always been a goal of mine. And ever since that regional, when I got fucking destroyed, I worked my ass off, worked a day job. I worked at this fucking restaurant. I was a busboy. I was working out every day. I was riding. I still was going to school. I never was homeschooled. Trained a lot. It was something that, it was a goal of mine that I wanted to achieve. So it was dope as fuck. 2018 came around and I wanted to do the C-class again. I got second at the area qualifier, which was at Tomahawk, and then the regional was at Unadilla in 2018 on the pro track. One hell of a fucking track, man. And Unadilla, I was good all day, man. I was locked the fuck in. Lap times were dope. It was the 125 C class. I only qualified in one class. So I was like, I got to make this happen. And first moto, I got fourth. So it's a three moto format at the regional. Second moto, I got fourth. And third moto, I got sixth. So I went 4-4-6 for sixth overall. They take six at the regional. Just made it in. I got that ticket. Bruh. I almost nutted on that ticket. And if you ride motocross, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I almost nutted on that Loretta Lynn's ticket. But my dad was like, you didn't win. We're not going. I said, what? I said, Pop, I worked my ass off. Just I didn't care how I did it at Loretta's. I just wanted to be there. I just wanted to go. But my dad, I remember on the way home, he's like, nah, like, what's the point of going if you, like, you didn't win the regional? Like, you're not going to do good out there. And I was just like, Dad, I trained to just get to there. I don't, like, I was never chasing for a title. I didn't give a fuck about any of that shit, because you don't really get even anything really out of winning a C-class title, I wouldn't think. I mean, Axel Hodges did it. A couple big guys did it. But I was like, bro, I worked my fucking ass off to go to Loretta. I don't care how much it was a lot of money. It was, you want to talk about breaking the fucking, I practically took out a loan to go to Loretta's. It was just a fucking money pit at that bitch. I mean, that's pretty much what it is at majority of these races. It's expensive. So I can't imagine what it's like now. But I was able to convince him. I was like, Dad, come on. Like, I still got 4 months. I could still train to, you know, do good at Loretta. It's not like Loretta's was the week after the regional. Like, I still had time to train for it. And he was like, all right, fuck it. We'll just do it. And I worked a lot. I worked 7 days a week. I worked 6 days a week. And then the Sunday, I rode. I had to work a lot to fucking, because my dad didn't want to, he was like, if you want to do it, you got to pay for it. So I worked a shit ton, saved as much as I can, just enough to be able to get to the race. And I was the third moto of the day. I'll tell you something right now, when I was on that gate at fucking Loretta's, you want to talk about, I almost had to tell my dad to get a separate pair of fucking underwear for me. And I have shit myself before while riding. We could get to that at another time in life. I have shit myself while riding. I've actually done it. I think I've done it two. No, I did it. Ooh, I did it a couple times. I've shit myself multiple times. Yep. I'm not ashamed of it. I like talking about it. You know, sometimes I just, I think it's good to talk it out when you got shit run down your fucking leg when you're running second. It's not bad. But yeah, Loretta's was probably one of the craziest fuck. And you know, being in the position that I was in and getting to that point there, like, showed me that, you know, I don't want to say you could do anything. People over here be talking about this inspirational shit. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. You can't fly. I don't care how many times you tell you can fly, you can't do it. Yeah, if you put your mind to it, you could do it. All this shit. I'm not going to come on here to fucking be an inspirational guy. But I'm telling you something right now. That changed me as a fucking person. That made me a man. Working that hard, getting me where I'm at, and not too later, 2 years later, I was making fun of people on the internet, and now we're here, you know? And it's fun. I just like roasting with people. People just can't, like, shut the fuck up. Take a joke, you bitch. Like, what is the world getting into? Like, look at this guy. This guy asked me, how the fuck do you deal with stupid people? I don't know, bro. You're asking the wrong guy, brother. That's just the fucking world we live in. You know? I hate everyone, dude. I can't stand people. I don't know. That's why I made that shirt. It says, I hate everyone. And I'm proud of it. But, yeah, and I just picked up a brand new 2024 Husqvarna FC350. I currently have my suspension sent out right now to, I think it's called RG3 Boys. Weston Pike is getting me dialed in. I couldn't deal with the air forks on the fucking bike, dude. I felt like I was riding a fucking pogo stick. You know what it is about these new bikes, though, now? They're fucking beautiful, beautiful bikes. All these bikes that are coming out are beautiful. The air forks are fucking terrible. I can't stress it enough. And the worst part about these bikes is they get worse as the bike gets hot, which is the worst time that you want the bike to suck. When I'm getting arm pumped, the last thing I want is to be riding a fucking pogo stick. I can't do that. So I immediately sent it out. I couldn't do it. I immediately sent the suspension out. I'm getting all my shit worked down. And you know what I'm starting to not like too? I don't know. I obviously I'm a big fan of the electric start on the bikes, but Man, you can't say you don't miss kickstarting a bike. You can't say you don't miss it. I mean, seriously. I feel like a vagina. I feel like I'm, I don't know, just, they're even making riding dirt bikes lazy. Nah. And you know what it is? For everybody, for people listening to this that ride motocross or ride dirt bikes, stop trying to explain to people that it's a hard sport. Just stop. It's a waste of your time. I can't tell you how many times I've had to tell people that it's, you don't just sit on a bike and ride it, okay? Motocross is the most physically demanding sport in the fucking world. Whether it's my opinion or it's facts, I don't know. They want to say F1 drive. Think what you want. Have your own opinion, but that's my opinion on it. I know a lot of people that are listening to this are going to agree with that. I got another good question that someone asked me. Someone said, how has life changed before and after blowing up on social media? Great question. My life hasn't changed. It really hasn't a lot. But I want to talk about how much it changes people. Social media is a fucking drug. Okay? Social media is a drug. Clout is like fentanyl. Bro, clout is so much of a drug that that's what's like fucking everybody. I mean, people will do anything for views. Anything. I watched a guy on TikTok Live last night. I wanted to beat the fucking shit out of this dude. I watched this dude on TikTok Live sitting in his fucking bathtub with a sign above him that had all gifts, because like you could send gifts on live and it gives him money. It was like, I'll pour mayonnaise on my head if you send me this gift, or people do anything for anything now. Get a fucking job, dude. I mean, I still work here and there. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Everyone, you know, we'll talk about how content creating is easy. I really wouldn't say that this stuff is easy. It's not hard on the body, but mentally it's hard. Content creating isn't easy. And I give props to the content creators out there that sit there all day and edit videos and shit. It's difficult. But if you're over here acting like a complete fucking jerk off for a million views and just throwing your life away, get a fucking job, dude. You're fucking yourself up. I will never let social media like control me. Anybody that knows me from like high school and now, I'm the exact same person. I didn't talk to people in high school. I was kind of a loser, to be honest with you. I didn't have friends. But I didn't have friends because I was too busy making money, not friends. Okay? Make money, not friends. Because you make friends and you get fucked over. So why do that? Don't do that. Not a smart move on your part. All right, pal? But yeah, man, cloud is bad and it does change people. And I know a lot of people that it's changed and it sucks. It's sad to see. You know, people get a lot of views, people get a lot of attention on a video, and then they just start to think that they're Hollywood. Women are the worst with it. Women are the fucking worst with clout. Oh. And you know what bothers me is when I see a video of a girl on like shit talk and she's got her whole fucking tits out and the video's got like 4 million views and she thinks she's hot shit. Like, sweetheart, nobody's here for you. We're here for the tits. You think you got the 4 million views? Think your fucking bags on your chest, bitch. Those got the 4 million views. Not you. Fuck out of here. This guy asked, who would I suck off to save my life? Nobody, buddy. I wouldn't do it. This guy, we got Hawkins 6719. What made you decide to dog on everyone's videos? Someone's got to do it, bro. You guys keep asking me what made me do what I do when I react to videos. Someone's got to fucking do it. Okay? I get shit for it. I want you guys to know, don't think that it's rainbows and sunshines behind the camera when I'm fucking, you know, like, it's not. Like, I got to bite the bullet. A lot of people fucking hate me. Yeah, but I'm weird, though. Like, I like making people that hate me even more. I don't know if that's like a disease I have. I like bothering people. Like, if all my shit on my social media was all positive, meaning like the DMs I get and shit, I'd kind of be over it. It's kind of challenging, you know? And I like a challenge. This guy asked, when did all this pronoun madness actually start? What is a pronoun? What is that? To this day, brother, Matthew 4 is 87 for the one that asked me, when did all this pronoun madness actually start? I don't know, pal. No idea. And I probably will never know. But like I say, those are just mentally ill people. And it's so funny now. Like, if I get a hot chick that slides into my DMs and she has, like, she, her in the bio, I won't even answer her because of that. I don't care if you're a fucking rocket. Get that? I don't want your disease. I don't want to get infected by your bullshit that you have. Keep your fucking problems away from me, and we're good with that. Because I'm doing me, brother. How big is it? A couple people ask me that. How big you think my cock is, bro? You think I got a big dick? Camera guy thinks I have a hammer on me. He don't know, though. It is weird. A lot of you are asking how big my dick is. That's concerning. That's concerning because I don't even know, actually. Barbie J asked, what would you do if your son or daughter wanted to be trans? I wouldn't let that happen, bro. First of all, if I have a son, right, or a daughter, and the second it gets slid out of some whoever's ass it comes out of, however it works, I'm going to crumple it up into a ball and roll it down the steps. No, that's fucked up. I wouldn't do that. But I would get my son into wrestling, and I would definitely get my son a fucking dirt bike, 100%. I would 100% get my son a dirt bike, like, at 3 years old. I'll do exactly what my pops did, because that, when your son falls and let your son scrape his, I'm telling you, man, put some fucking strength on the dude. These like, it's like, and it's so insane when I scroll on my Instagram reels, like, thing, seeing such young kids putting makeup on. Isn't that so concerning? Kids at the age of like 5 years old putting makeup on. I don't know. It's that, like, that's just weird to me. That's weird to me. And you know what's so funny? I wanted to play this on this podcast. You're probably not going to be able to hear it. But this guy asked this Chinese girl on a podcast, and he said, what did he ask? Oh, he asked, is there body positivity in China? This is what he asked her, and this is what she said. She talks really fucking fast. I don't know if it's fast forward, if she's...
Body positive in China?
No, if you're fat, you should die. They are very brutal. Like, my mom would tell my friend they are fat.
Well, she went a little over the top there. She said, if you're fat, you should die. I don't believe that. I think that's a little out of pocket. But she's like, my mom would tell me my friends are fat. Like, they're very brutal over there in China. Like, if you're fat, like, can we bring that over here? Can we... Let's bring that to America. Maybe we'll make a change, you know? I don't know. But back to what I was saying before, I think young kids wearing makeup is a little strange to me. I think it's a little strange. And if you wear a dangly earring, if you're a man, if you're a man and you wear a dangly earring, you like it up the ass, which is totally fine. But that's my opinion on it. If you wear an earring that hangs, and a lot of you are going to ask what kind of earring, like the ones that make you literally look like a fucking chandelier. Not a fan of that. You like dick, which is totally fine. You do you, brother. Just my opinion on it. A lot of these questions were about my dick, which I don't understand why. I'm so happy about. We touched Lizzo's quitting music. Very happy about that. Did I go to college? I did go to college. I went to college for 2 years. I couldn't do school. I never was good in school. I went to college for automotive technology. I had no idea what I was doing, to be honest with you. Do I miss it? No. I hated school. You know what it is, too, that's kind of fucked up in these schools? I'm 23 years old, and I have no idea how to write a check or file my taxes. Why? Why do I not know how to do that? The normal things in life. I don't know how to write a fucking check. I had to look it up on YouTube, how to write a check. Yeah, I understand. I'm a fucking idiot. I didn't know how to do it. I don't know if that was just my school that didn't teach it. My yearbook quote, and I'm going to put it right here. I'm going to have my guys put it right here. Look at what my yearbook quote says. I learned nothing from this school because I fucking didn't, bro. And you're probably wondering how, like, all my roasting stuff, that's me, man. That's me. So, but anyway, guys, let me know. I want to make sure I didn't miss any good questions of you guys. You guys, a lot of you asked really stupid fucking questions. I'm not going to lie. That's why I didn't. I mean, this guy asked who impacted your life the most. I don't know. People that just leave me alone. Anyway, guys, I hope you guys liked this solo episode that I did here. I'm probably going to do a couple more because it's very hard to get people on my podcast because people are scared of what I say and what I think and what I do. So it's kind of difficult. And I'm not talking about Jakey Botch. Jakey Botch is the fucking man. It's just he's a working man. He's also a father. So he's doing his thing. But make sure, as always, you guys are rocking the merch, man. DukeGomez.com to get all the most quality merch that you could possibly fucking get. I mean, listen. There's not a single thing on my website that won't piss someone off. And if you're like me and you like getting pissed off about things, go to my website and buy something, okay? Because it's going to do you a favor. It's going to make you a man. It's going to make you a strong woman, whatever the fuck it is, whatever you identify as. And we leave it at that. So thank you guys for tuning in to the Duke It Out podcast. As always, thank you so much for the fucking support. And if you dislike me, now, because of this podcast, mission accomplished. You know? Thank you for tuning in. And as always, make sure your mother responds to my emails. Okay. Suck on it, bitch.